This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen in for another week of conversation. When I say week, this is only an hour, and depending on whether you listen to the podcast or not, you can get all of the important stuff in 30, 35 minutes, as is attested to in the most recent Your Hidden Power shows, number 162 and 163, which is a focus. We've had a lot of focus on stress lately, because there's a lot of, we're all living with lots and lots of stress brought about by different things. So let's see if we can lose a little bit more of it. Joining me on the program is Laura Banks, who is an extraordinarily talented actor and author. Matter of fact, she was just talking to our guest about getting her book published at yet another publishing place. Let's hope she has some good luck with that. Speaking of our guest, Michael McAdams. He's the co-author of some fabulous books, powerful book messages from the spiritual realm. That's what we specialize here in the sixth sense. What is there that you're getting message-wise from the universe? Are you getting them? If you're not tuned in, then can you get them? I suppose that's what we should. The book is called An Angel Told Me So. That's because we ought to start there. Your website also is a great entree into this, Michael. SpiritSpeaks.com. Spirit Speaks.
Sure, I want to know what spiritual parchment prints are, too.
All right, so let's start with that. Michael McAdams, welcome to Your Hidden Power.
Hello, Doug and Laura. Thank you for having me on your show.
All right, Laura's got the first question.
Yes, I do. What is that? What, tell us about the spiritual parchment prints.
The spiritual parchment prints are a set of three writings that I offer on my website, SpiritSpeaks.com. And they're a set of writings on parchment paper. Two of the writings I wrote and take credit for. One I take no credit for. I had come home from work one evening. I actually owned a satellite dish company. I started with the big satellite dishes years ago. And then when Dish Network and DirecTV came out, we started selling those. I had installers, had a store for about 22 years. And I had come home from work one evening and went upstairs to change clothes. And the words greatness in spirit came into my mind. And I knew it was incoming. So I opened a drawer, picked up a tablet and a pen, and started taking words down as fast as they would come. And I was scribbling to keep up because this was a message given directly from spirit teachers from the other side. And it was a beautiful flowing message. May I share this with your audience?
Please.
Yeah.
This was the one, it was given as a personal message to me, but I feel like it applies to all of us who are in this work. And it started out, greatness in spirit shall touch the lives of many whom you will come into contact with. Hearts and lives will be touched and changed by your presence. Enable yourself by the will of your being to respect and respond to the changes in individuals as you become aware of the true potential of your spirit. In the eyes of God, thou hast made thyself worthy of all the riches and gifts of spirit that shall be forthcoming unto you. Be as you will in relationship to the Holy Spirit that inhabits and dwells within thy being at this time. Look always to the future with anticipation and gladness, for thou hast made thyself a living receptacle for the Spirit of God, and all good things shall come to thee.
So, that's your, those are your words, yes?
No, those are not my words. Those were dictated to my mind as a personal message to me, and it came as fast as I could write. Those were not my words.
But doesn't the average person, when they hear that, think it's biblical?
Well, it definitely has a Christian biblical tone.
Mm-hmm.
But these spirit teachers in the book, An Angel Told Me So, and this is the first of three volumes of a collection of messages and teachings dictated directly from spirit teachers from the other side,
mm-hmm.
dictated word for word through my mother, Wilma Jean Jones, so I know the source.
Is there a picture of the one that's on the book? An angel told me so. Is that your mother?
Yes, that's my mother on the front cover of the book. My picture's on the back.
Yeah.
Okay, so you channel your mother and you do spiritual readings for people. Do they call you up? Do you give personal readings? Are you giving more kind of readings for everyone?
I actually... I did have a table, a group called Psychic World in Cincinnati, and I did readings. This was years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I did psychometry. Could hold rings, watches, keys, anything that
right.
carried a person's vibration. And anyone can do that. I wasn't doing anything special. But no, I don't channel my mother. And in these sessions where Wilma Jean was led to sit down and receive, she had received in thought. Most all of her life, my grandmother was called to the ministry. I was actually brought up Pentecostal, which is evangelical Christian. And I remember when I was young, my grandmother said that she would receive sermons dictated to her mind that she would write down and preach in church. And she also received verses to songs that she would put to music.
So how much of that do you think has affected or impacted your current work, being a Pentecostal?
Well... As most all of us, as we get older, we become more spiritual than religious.
Yeah,
I mean, I have a faith-based background, but I've always been open to many things. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm open to reincarnation. I'm open to psychic material, spiritual material.
So you're not welcome in many Christian communities where you're dealing with the occult, and that's a no-no.
Well, that's not the occult.
I know it isn't, but that's what they'll tell you it is.
Yeah.
That's what some think it is. Yes, right.
And I have had repeated conversations with, you know, religious people, Christians, even pastors. My daughter's cousin was a Monsignor, a Catholic priest.
Really?
And we used to have conversations about this, and by the time I got done explaining what was going on, he was open with it. He had no problems with it.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so
we continue. Hold on a sec. We're going
to
do this according to the book, Laura. Whatever. Who wrote the book of commercials instead
Thanks.
Of who wrote
Just
the book of love?
Okay.
All right. Laura Banks is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking to Michael McAdams, who's the author of An Angel Told Me So, which, as he said, is the first book in a series of three messages, teachings, things that come through his mother. This is very important. This is good. It's a focus, and we all need focus today, understanding the sixth sense or what is beyond our, you know, worldly universe. The universe is a big place, and there are a lot of things going on that we don't necessarily understand, or at least conventionally, we're not taught to understand them, not taught to be open to them, and yet so many people are. That's what makes this program worthwhile. Thank you. Hold on a minute. Speaking of the program, it's brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight. They have a fabulous website, and there are all kinds of things you can learn by going there. Certainly a lot more than by listening to me for 60 seconds talk about it. I can just give you the bare essentials, the bare necessities, if you will. This is the safest way to lose weight, bar none. For the people that are new to this program this week, I have been talking about this for now going on 3 years. I've been taking this product every night before I go to bed, every night for the 3 years I've been talking about them. It is about weight loss to a point, but it's also about so many other things. The ingredients are so helpful at bedtime to getting you relaxed. It's great for your nerves. It's just great for everything. It comes in a liquid or capsule form. You buy 3 months to get the weight off. You can get 3 months for the regular price, and then 3 months comes to you free. There are all kinds of deals, though, and there are other ancillary products that you can find out about, too. Please spend a little time reading about the success stories, how this can help you. If you want a quick way to lose weight, this isn't it. So don't bother. It has many other benefits, but you will lose the weight over time, and you will keep it off if you stay on the program. That's the benefit. That's the bottom line. When you check out at toploss.com for any of the products, including Calitrin, use the code DJV so you don't have to pay any shipping costs, all right, and get the best deals also. Whether it's buy three, get three free, you can mix or match. Check out the various products they have. like the fairly new product that helps you get rid of that midriff bulge if you're a little heavy and the fat kind of sticks there. All right, TopLoss.com. Remember, that's the website. And on checkout, use the discount code DJV.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprisebills.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Moving back into our focus on this book and the stories, An Angel Told Me So. Michael McAdams is with Laura Banks and me. I'm Doug Steffen. So the messages that you've gotten, are you still, you said this is the first of three volumes, so you're still getting messages, I'm guessing.
No, actually, Wilma Jean, my mother, has passed away, but she received these messages and teachings for 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you translated it?
She just wrote the stuff, and you're relaying it? How did it come from her to you?
When Wilma Jean was led to sit down and receive in dedicated session, she had an electric typewriter set up in her kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And she would be led. It was time to receive, just led in her mind.
People call it automatic writing, Michael. Is that
autonomous writing? Yeah.
This was not automatic writing, and it was not channeling. She would sit down and receive, light a candle, say a prayer, because you are opening your mind. And she said that she would see three or four words just float into her mind and hang there, and they would not go away until she typed them. Once she typed those three or four words, they would just fade away, and three or four more would show up. So she was taking dictation, and these messages and teachings in a session, she would normally get a message for her and a message for me. Many of the messages and teachings are signed with the name of the spirit teacher that presented the message.
Really? Anybody she knew or anybody you could identify?
They were signed, even though the book is titled An Angel Told Me So, which was Wilma's title. That's the one that she chose.
Yeah.
These messages and teachings are signed with spirit teacher's names, your loving guide, your loving spiritual teacher.
Ah.
She has messages to her signed your spiritual counterpart.
So just so our audience is clear, they can go to your site, Michael, and get books, get these books, these great books that will give people hope.
Yes, if they go to the website, spiritspeaks.com, there are links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, Nook, and the book is available. Book 1, Volume 1, has been out for almost 2 years now. Volume 2 will be out after the first of the year. Volume 3 toward the end of next year.
All right, hold on. More conversation with Michael McAdams here this week on Your Hidden Power.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Laura Banks is here on Your Hidden Power with me, Doug Steffen. We have Michael McAdams, author of An Angel Told Me So, Spirit Speaking to His Mother, but I think you get the drift from listening to him, Spirit speaking to him as well. Well, Spirit actually speaks to all of us if you are open to it. I think that's one of the things that is a fallacy that a lot of people don't get, Michael, that when Spirit speaks, it's kind of like when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. When Spirit speaks, those who are tuned in, sometimes they get it. Well, they get a message, but they don't know what to do with it. Is that a fair, you know, your mother knew what to do with it. You know what to do with it. But most people, or many people, I think more and more are getting it. But you know what I'm saying? A lot of people hear it, and it's kind of like, you don't follow your intuition. When you get to the fork in the road, take it.
That's true, Doug. You know, people are spoken to repeatedly. And people of faith, they interpret that as God speaking to their heart or them mm-hmm. receiving messages from angels, guardian angels. People who are more spiritual in nature, they realize that we do have spirit guides, spirit teachers, master teachers that work with us. But the problem is that people have that pesky little gift called free will.
Yeah.
And they have the ability to accept and listen and abide by the advice or direction that they're being given, or they can ignore it and choose to work on their own decisions. And many times when they do that, they do so at their own peril.
Michael, as an astrologer myself, what I notice is I often see in people's charts and when I meet them, the need for them to go within, to work, to journal, to pray, to get meditative, to get contemplative. And just like myself, it's we're such a linear society and it's so driven by information and news. How do you encourage people to turn within?
Well, a lot of people are just so wrapped up in the physical. The first thing they jump on is their phone. They get in the car. They turn on the radio. They come home from work. They're turning on the TV, jumping on the computer, going to their Facebook pages. And people need, it's not necessarily meditation, just being able to tune in and listen. And since you're an astrologer, I just thought I'd share that I'm a double Leo with a Taurus moon.
Oh, my.
Whatever
wow.
that means.
Well, that's expansive. That's
good. Years ago, Wilma Jean and I went to a professional astrologer and had star charts done with the books and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think it's interesting. I don't live my life by it, but that's the only thing I know is that I'm a double Leo with a Taurus moon.
Well,
so do you have any tricks?
I'd say he was extraordinarily stubborn, and he's well motivated on behalf of himself.
Well, I'm a four planet Leo. I'm a moon rising Jupiter, Pluto, and Leo. All the yes, so I totally get it. So there is no trick to tell people to go within. You just tell them they can go into nature. They can people will go ride their bikes or get out for a walk. Nature seems to connect people.
It's really just a matter of it's a mental thing. It's a thought thing. Just relaxing your mind, not necessarily meditation or yoga, although I'm sure whatever works for people helps. But they just need to be able to listen. Incoming thoughts have a subtle difference in feel in your mind than thoughts that we think. It's you can tell the difference once you pay attention, and you can think anything that you want, but when you're not thinking anything at all, my dad had retired in retired to Florida in Bradenton, and I used to drive down from Ohio to Florida nonstop, 12-13 hours, and I would a lot of times drive with the radio turned off. Was driving through Georgia, 5.5 hour state, speed limit 70, I'd cruise set at 80. They'll give you 10. They may not give you 11. And a thought came into my mind, I'd slow down up ahead if I were you. I glanced in the rearview mirror. I didn't see anything, but I shut the cruise off and let the car coast down to 72. I topped a little rise, and there sat a Georgia State Highway Patrol.
All right, the book is called An Angel Told Me So by Wilma Jean Jones and Michael McAdams. The website is spiritspeaks.com. Michael, thanks for being here on Your Hidden Power.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Look at all the corruption in this family. It's tremendous corruption. Nobody's ever seen it. I mean, that laptop, nobody has ever seen anything like that. He's gone into hiding.
President Trump's comments on Fox and Friends, this after President Trump says the FBI should be investigating Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his son Hunter over the information that was discovered purportedly on that laptop belonging to Hunter Biden. Election Day is 2 weeks away from today, and President Trump will be campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The president appearing with the First Lady at an airport rally in Erie. Former Vice President Joe Biden holding no campaign events ahead of the debate set for Thursday, but his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, will be in Michigan today, a place where the former vice president visited on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
A 73-year-old Vietnam veteran and supporter of President Trump was assaulted in Massachusetts.
The incident unfolded Saturday when the veteran and another person were holding pro-Trump signs and flags in Douglas, Massachusetts. A woman identified as 34-year-old Kiara Dudley approached the couple and began to berate them, demanding they leave. The Douglas PD says as the couple tried to move away, the suspect continued to follow them and bumped the gentleman with her body. At one point, the party stepped on the victim's veterans for Trump sign, and as he bent over to pick it up, she knocked him to the ground, causing an injury to his finger. The woman was arrested and charged with assault and battery on an elderly person, causing injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With fall and winter ahead, Dr. Peter Hotez tells CNN we need to be on our guard.
The key is now hanging on now for the next four or five months, where we're going to enter what may be the worst period during this epidemic. As bad as it's been, it's about to get worse, and that's based on projections about a fall-winter surge. As people are indoors more, Institute for Health Metrics and Philadelphia projections showing a steep rise in the number of new cases and deaths, unfortunately.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now we have Uri Geller with us. I'm Doug Steffen. It's wonderful to have Uri every week with us because there's always a perspective there that he has on the world that nobody else I know has. It's refreshing. Conversation with him is rewarding. And he's so good at conversation. He's written lots of things down over the years that he's done. Mind, meditation, things that are so helpful to people. So now, Uri has come. He's just now wondering how I know about his new book. He has a book that is about to come out. And I guess now that I've let the cat out of the bag, what is this book? What motivated you to write it? And what are we going to learn about you from you in this book?
Okay, Dougie, you know that going back 60 years almost, or I would say 55 years, when I met Moshe Dayan, who was the Prime Minister of Israel and the leading general here, not antiques, but historical artifacts. And when he saw my demonstrations of spoon bending and mind reading, he said to me, "Look, Uri, I'm a huge collector of, ancient vases and lamps and et cetera and so on. Can you find them for me with telepathy?" So I said, "Look, I've never done it before. I don't even know what it's called. But I'll just stretch out my hands. Take me to the place where you think these things are buried. So we started going out in the middle of the night. Of course, I then realized that it was illegal.
Of course.
Yeah, but I was with the general, so I was, yeah, I was okay.
Not to worry. Yeah, right.
And we went out to Ashkelon, which is about 50 miles from Tel Aviv. And I indeed found him items that were 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years old. He was shocked. Now, you know, usually in Israel or in any other country, if you find anything historical, you have to report it to the government because there's a law that the government owns all these historical artifacts. But he didn't. He took them straight to his garden. So that's how my dowsing career started. Then I was, you know, I was kind of poor, but I was very well known around the world. And then I thought to myself, well, hang on, why not find oil and gold by dowsing? So I started working for mining companies, and lo and behold, I was very successful. I always show off with this fact that I found the biggest offshore oil for Mexico, for a company called Pemex, which is a Mexican national oil company. And the president at that time, who was López Portillo, he was so impressed, Doug, that he honored me with a Mexican passport. So I have a Mexican passport, number one. This is
really?
Signed the Constitution and all those papers, because in order to be Mexican, you have to be born in Mexico.
Right.
And I realized that this is a trait. It's an ability, a skill that probably people can learn. This is not spoon bending and key bending and fixing broken watches. This is an energy that the mind produces that we can kind of penetrate under the ground and see in our inner mind, treasures. I, by the way, I get every week at least 5 emails from around the world, mainly from America, from people asking me to find treasures of lost tribes. And my grandfather was a multimillionaire, and he buried his gold. Uri, we don't know where it is. Help us. Honestly, every week I get these type of emails.
Yeah.
And so I wrote a few books.
I remember you taught me how you tried to take me out in Europe when we were living in England. We went dowsing, or you tried to teach me how to douse. It seemed. What's that?
Doug. No, I'm telling. I have my master, Iron Man, here, and he's just done the cabinet for the air conditioning system.
Yeah.
And I just put up my thumb, gave him the okay, because he's amazing. But going back to my book, it's called Uri Geller's How to Douse. You can pick it up in Amazon, in all other outlets where they sell books, and learn how to douse. You might find treasure. You might find love. You might find happiness. It's really all to do with the mind. It's the hands, the dowsing rods, the dowsing twigs. They all act as a tool.
It's a lot of fun. All right, get it at Uri's website, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, or at Amazon. It's called How Do You Douse? Sounds like a winner, as far as I can hear. Uri, Doug, this is your Hidden Power. Don't forget, every week we have an assemblage of information in the podcast that comes out of many of our conversations, tightened up a little bit. For example, the most recent Your Hidden Powers, number 162 and 163, focus on stress, as I think I mentioned earlier on, with a holistic life and wellness coach named Jasmine Bilali. We have a lot of stress in our world, as you hear when you listen to Laura Banks, our astrologer, talk with you on how to alleviate it, how to work with your children, how to work with your parents, how to work with money, all that sort of thing. So check that out. That's Your Hidden Power 162. 163 is a way for you to understand, thanks to a lady named Mabel Katz, how to find peace, happiness, and abundance. Now, a lot of people say they'll help you do that. This lady, I'm convinced, really has the bona fides. Her newest book, called Zero Frequency, The Easiest Way to Peace, Happiness, and Abundance, is the subject matter of much of our conversation. You'll also hear in this podcast Uri's visit our discussion with psychic scout Mary O'Malley. This week's is, by the way, coming up in just a matter of moments. Check out the podcast every week if you're into sensitive conversations, sensitive listening, sensitive thoughts. It's yourhiddenpowershow.com. Also, as we talk about what we're doing with our minds, may I help you in a practical way make sure that your mind, your brain, if you will, is protected with a dietary supplement called Prevagen. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain, keep you in a healthier brain, and therefore, don't think your life is going to be better because you got a better brain, better body, better brain, all what you need as you age. We all are doing it every day. You're moving a little closer to that upper spot that you can attain. Do a good job by helping yourself with Prevagen. It's a proven natural brain health supplement, and you add it to your daily routine. It's extraordinary. You can find it wherever health food is sold. You can also, I think, order it online, find it on Amazon. Prevagen, better for short-term memory, proven brain health supplement. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprise bills.
Mary O'Malley on Your Hidden Power, our psychic scout. I'm Doug Steffen. I always like to peer into her mind to find out what she's thinking, which is usually something that we can that we can all identify with, because the people that come to you with problems are everyday average folks, right? They're people.
Yes.
Who want to maybe have you hypnotize them so they don't eat so much, or they want you to hypnotize them because they don't want to smoke, or they want to be hypnotized so they can get along better with their partner, or you name it, you can get help consulting somebody who is very psychic. And I tell you from personal experience, Mary is very psychic, very, I would say, let's see, what's the best word for Mary? Unassuming is a fabulous word for Mary. In fact, you chuckle, but you are. You're unassuming. I think that you do a fabulous job of not wearing what your talents are on your sleeve, but yet people, you've made a career choice, and you moved upward. The trajectory that you have helping people is, you know, it's evident by the fact that you're still doing it, and you have lots of people that have written lots of great things on your website, psychicscout.com. And so I wonder, as we move further into, people were getting relieved because they thought COVID was over. Now, there's a challenge. And I guess I would ask this in a universal sort of sense, Mary. When people think they've got it knocked and then they fall on their butt, they come back, "You said to me, I was rah, rah, rah." You get those. And you may have said, "Yeah, rah, rah, rah," but the people who are listening may not be listening with both ears. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement. It does happen on occasion, not very often, to be honest with you. You know, I've said it before. I think a lot of my work is confirming something people feel on their own. Mm-hmm. And in that case, it's pretty easy for them to just kind of go with the flow and see what happens. A lot of times they'll take me a little too literally. This is an art, not a science. So it will have happened, but not in the way they expect. So they just kind of discount it, and then we have to have a talk about, you know, what actually happened and how my interpretation, you know, leaned toward that. It doesn't happen very often, and you know, it's hard to work with people like that. That take it all very literally, you know, as if this is the only, you know, and I have to explain.
I always love the people who say, but you told me, heard you say, or if you write it down, whatever, you know.
Once they heard that, they didn't like it, so they did something differently that changed the whole trajectory of the path that they were on. So. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it doesn't come up very often. I think most people understand, you know, we can't just predict the future. It doesn't really work that way.
Some people say they can predict the future fabulously well. And a lot of astrologers have said, not necessarily in a predictive way, but I think we all got the point this year that it was going to be a lousy year in many different ways. And that has been, maybe it didn't take a soothsayer to figure that out or an astrologer, but now it sort of all wraps up together. So your job as a psychic is probably to help people with their thoughts, right? Because some people just play into all of this. Yes. The negative mantra, my God, this year the negative mantras have been horrible. Horrible.
And I find that, you know, a big part of my job has been, hey, you know, there's so many things we don't have control over. But what is right in front of you that you do have control over?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Yourself, your actions, how you feel, how you, you know, work with people, that kind of thing. And
well, you have to like people. You must like people, it seemed to me, or you wouldn't be any good at your job. And that includes understanding what people kind of are all about, right? I mean, under the circumstances. So how many of your friends come to you and say, Mary, I got this or I got that? Do you often get, you know, I wasn't going to say accosted by, but you certainly, because of your friends, hey, Mary, what do you think? And do you go into that mode because they're your friends? Or what do you do?
You know, it rarely happens. Usually if my friends want a reading, they make an appointment with me. They're respectful of my time and you know, every now and then you run into somebody who doesn't know me and they just start spouting off and I have to gently remind them that's what I do for a living. Please make an appointment.
Right. Yeah. Send a check.
So it doesn't come up very, you know, that's not.
Well, you know what? The answer to that is the advice isn't as good if you don't pay for it.
Well, and occasionally sometimes I'm just compelled to say something, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes absolutely they ask me a question off
gift.
The cuff and
it's your gift. It's
you know,
gift.
So it really depends on the situation and the person.
It's a fabulous gift too.
Yeah.
All right, Mary, thank you. Let me send people to psychicscout.com. That is Mary's address on the web. Go look it over. It's just check it out. It's kind of fun. Good place to visit. Psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Laura Banks, and because she is as talented as she is in so many different areas, I tend to, at least for purposes of our discussions, stick with her astrological background and knowledge. She's very intuitive. So my question to you, my dear friend,
yes,
are we all ready for another retrograde?
Well, in Scorpio, thank you very little, because, boy, oh, boy, is that going to be an intense one. On the 13th of October.
I have been the last 2 days with me. I'm trying to put finishing touches on this deal that you know I'm working on the farm.
Yeah.
I think it comes about, but it's like a cliffhanger.
It's like walking through molasses.
Oh, my God. So is it, how is it?
I asked that a minute.
What?
It's missed calls, it's missed moments, it's, oh my gosh, why didn't that happen today?
Well, it's people making up excuses for control, kind of, in my life. And this person, you know, I've got a way to fix the problem, and everybody agrees that the way to fix the problem is what we presented to this person, and he's been going back and forth on it for several weeks, enough to cause everything to come to pretty much a standstill.
So theoretically, how you feel about that is going to create how it occurs. And that's the hardest thing to get. But if we create our reality, we had that Hawaiian lady on a couple of weeks ago. If really what we think creates our world, then you have to choose right now. Number one, Mercury in Scorpio is totally at your benefit because as a Scorpio, that gives you the power. So no matter what anybody else is saying, you know better than anyone. Right now, it's your glory time to really have clarity of thought. But you've got to not force the river. You've got to totally release it and be detached from outcome is when your outcome will occur. So, and with that Mars in retrograde, double whammy of theories and postulist thinking and moving and you know, pomp and running around. Who knows? You've got to just know that it's a bit of a run around until it goes direct.
Right. Well, it's not a run around. Today is it.
November. Oh, today is it?
Today, we need the answer. We need to be moving on.
Oh.
And so,
well, it's still not retrograde, so you'll probably get an answer.
Oh,
we don't go retrograde until the 13th. Well, yeah, it's probably already retrograde influence.
Yeah. Don't retrograde start stronger and they sort of whimper off as you get to the end of the 13 or 14 days or whatever, however long it lasts?
I hadn't heard that, but I know that it's give or take a day. So we've got that to deal with. You've got Saturn in Capricorn, Jupiter in Capricorn, you know, creating a lot of these problems with the virus, with its Pluto influence. So at the same time, Capricorn's a great time to be building things. Mm-hmm. So in spite of what looks like nothing's happening, a lot is happening. And we're all going to come out of this like gangbusters. And I'd always said, you know, December 19th, when Saturn goes into Aquarius, we were going to start to see a shift. But I feel like I've overpromised because it's probably going to underdeliver. Yeah. I think we'll see, you know, strides. And innovation, but we're all going to be struggling through this virus, you know, for a long time.
This has nothing to do with the virus. This has to do
with
what's going on my farm. And the middle of October, there are, I think we've got a number of things, right? But
it's a hard month for everybody. It's going to be a hard October.
Yeah. But still, it means, well, maybe when it comes to the right conclusion, it feels like it's worth the ride. Is that ever, or do you just think, why can't this be easy? Now, that's what people
It's that when you're a power broker or a businessman, you want to look at the barriers of entry. Are you going to even go into business and create the plan? I'm working with a man now. He's like, where are the barriers? And the barriers give you the gifts. You know, there are monks that want to get sick and ill because they know that's when they have their breakthroughs personally. And if we looked at this as a gift and all of this struggle as a gift and opportunity, there's no way we're not going to come out of this stronger. We will as a culture. And for you, in your situation, with what you're in now, if you really trust that we're on this track and you're on an astrological track, you came in with karma, you bought into a chart that you own, your parents, your relationships, that how this will work out is exactly how it's meant to work out. Mm-hmm. And everything else is worry. You know, is that relationship going to work out? Is that business going to work out? If not, or better, you always say to yourself when you have a negative thought, is this the relationship? Is this the business? I bring this in, or better. So you're never limited.
Well, you're confronted the stress of everyday life, whether it's you're trying to put a deal together, you're trying to survive physically, you have emotional things that go on with you, it's all of that stuff, and it becomes a challenge. That's why I think people need to maybe get a little more information about their chart so they know how to navigate better. That's
when
why
I give them
so
that,
helpful.
They can navigate. I just love giving people information.
How do they find you?
352-552-1243.
Why not?
Why not?
Give it a shot. Laura Banks is here at 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.